USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A top Republican senator in Arizona is asking the state's attorney general to probe Maricopa County officials over their refusal to fully comply with subpoenas deemed lawful by a judge. Arizona Senate Majority Whip Sonny Borelli submitted a formal request on Tuesday to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, a fellow Republican, to probe the county's Board of Supervisors for the failure to comply. National Border Patrol Counsel VP Art Del Cueto joined Fox's America's Newsroom to discuss the migrant surge after Vice President Kamala Harris touts progress. Is there progress?
What they mean by progress is allowing people to enter and break our laws, and I guess, you know, in their eyes, that's progress. There should be no difference when it comes to our nation's borders, and right now, it's beyond chaotic. It's horrific.
This is USA Radio News.
And I drive hell. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The head of the National Institutes of Health suggested Tuesday that parents should wear masks while at home around children, even if they don't have COVID-19.
It's clear that this variant is capable of causing serious illness in children. You do need to think about it, and that's the reason why the recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools and that at home.
Millions of federal tax dollars have been spent as part of an effort to create a one-stop fetal tissue shop at the University of Pittsburgh, according to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services documents revealed Tuesday. Nearly $3 million in federal funds went to the school beginning in 2015, according to more than 250 pages of the documents that were obtained by Judicial Watch through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against HHS. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. "I think he should resign," Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
"And I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake."
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
"I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation."
Australian health authorities in the state of Queensland are investigating how a fully vaccinated man in the far north city of Cairns contracted COVID-19, the Delta variant that doesn't cluster with any known strain in Queensland. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.